It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, researchers found a link between brain activity and your favorite movie genre. That's a fun word. I'm saying it wrong, but
I lose brain activity when I hear that word.
Genre.
Just say, what kind of movie do you like?
Well, participants had their brain scanned to see if their movie preferences showed up in their minds. People who preferred action. Well, let me ask you first. What kind of movies do you prefer? If you watch one,
I love horror movies.
Do you?
I'm so excited about the new Exorcist movie.
Really?
With Al Pacino. Yes. And actually, it's a good thing that I like them because you can burn more calories watching movies.
Because
your heartbeat is just nonstop.
Okay.
I like comedies.
Okay.
You know, I don't get that much humor at work, so I like to watch movies that are funny and make me laugh.
Okay.
I'm a mystery thriller.
Okay.
Murder.
Yeah. Okay. So people who prefer action movies had a more active amygdala. What is that?
What's that?
Amygdala.
Is amygdala? Okay. And tended to respond strongly to fear and anger if you like action movies. However, crime thrillers, like you, Cato, could be more attracted to unraveling a mystery over having an emotional response. So you're not so emotional with it. You want to figure out all the details and who did it.
I love to try to figure it out. I think I could solve some cold cases in Greenville County.
Listen, you are already a detective. I know that. You are.
Yeah. Hey, I've seen him. I've seen him at work because sometimes, like, he'll go in the bathroom and he'll do the shoe detective and figure out what person did that. It's like he looks underneath the stall like, I know those shoes, and he'll go around the office and he'll figure out which one.
You have to do it nonchalantly so they don't know you're investigating. So you carry a cup of coffee going, hey, how's work today?
Yeah, you are some detective, I will say. And then comedy lovers tended to be highly responsive to emotional situations, both positive and negative. So, Tom, you know, you got that balance going there.
That describes me exactly. Well,
yeah, you're always laughing and cutting up, and
I don't think your thing is working right.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I mean, honestly, for me, apparently my brain waves react most to like horrible movies that no one else wants to watch, and I'll go in, I'll recommend it, and say, I think this is a great movie. And then they get mad at me, like, why did you tell me to watch it? I didn't even get through the movie.
We just see your brain's B-rated.
It could be.
Yeah,
it's a B-movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just take your advice, and I do the opposite. If you tell me a movie is good, okay, I'm like, I'm not going that way.
Well, I know that. I know that. And, you know, because I do like all the corny, cheesy movies, and I don't know why. I'm just drawn to that. Even kids' movies, I enjoy that.
It's a mystery.
I do have a knack for that like you do, like picking out the bad stuff, because, well, John and I will watch something on Netflix and be like, who picked this show? And sheepishly, I will say, I did.
I'm so glad you said show.
I know. That scared me, too. Hawk, you introduced me to Idiocracy.
Did I?
And it's a dumb movie, but it was
okay.
I liked it.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber, all those movies like that.
Idiocracy was good because it's a...
it's where we're going.
I was
going
to say, it's kind of a, what are those called? The documentary of what's going to happen. So is WALL-E.
You know, that's so bad. I don't even remember recommending that bad movie to you.
I enjoyed it.
But now I'm remembered for actually having one good movie that you liked and your whole... I mean, we've known each other for quite some time.
He didn't say it was a good movie. He just said he liked it.
Yeah, it was because, like Tom said, it's exactly where this world is
it's
going.
It's a terrible movie, but it is so accurate that you have to respect it.
Now, they did not respond to, like, horror movies, Stacey.
Why? That seems like a major genre.
I think so, too. Like, if people like the, you know, the hacker movies or whatever, you know, I think it might be under mystery because you're trying to figure out... It must be that guy with a hockey mask and a chainsaw killing everybody.
They were too scared to put the information in there.
That ain't much of a mystery, is it? It's like, let me put this hockey mask on and kill some people.
Like that commercial, the car is running, and they're like, let's hide in the shed.
Oh, you know what? I hear something outside. Let me go check that out in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It sounds like a chainsaw.
And a lot of times it's the girl going, you need to go check that, honey.
Uh-huh.
I'll be like, I'm not leaving this cabin.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's graduation season, and you're probably getting some cards in the mail. And of course, when you get one of those cards, you look at it and you're like, oh, look, so-and-so is graduating.
Yeah.
Then you start to do the math in your head. Mm-hmm. How much do I have to send them? Because that's what a graduation card is. It's a request for money.
I bought these two little ink stamps. One says return to sender. One says address unknown.
Yeah.
And you just pop that sucker right back in the mailbox. Well, I got to buy nothing.
I think this will be helpful, though, Tom, because there are some kids you know really well and some you don't.
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, we have a friend that we've not seen in a while, and we got a graduation card this year from
Yes.
him. Yeah.
I got several hanging on my fridge right now. Mm-hmm. And I walked up to it, and I told my wife, I was like, who are these people? I don't even know who they are.
No.
But I've done the same thing, because in radio, we meet a lot of people that now yeah. work across the country who have kids. And I'll get those cards, but yeah. I don't feel obligated. It's not anyone I keep in touch with.
Okay.
That's where I have a problem, because I feel the obligation.
No, I don't.
I do. I think it's a woman thing. You're like, oh, well. But as parents, you know, you guys say, hey, there's this graduation, birthday. No, yeah. Kind of, yeah. You're like an opportunity to get my kids some money. Yeah, let's send out the cards.
It's a trade-off. Here's the thing. Yeah. Like this one person who sent us a card, he's got two kids. I got two kids. If we trade back and forth cards, we're yeah. just going to give each other probably, unless one True. Of us blinks and like goes low,
yeah.
you know, and tricks the other person. Well, you're going to exchange the same amount of money.
Did you send a card? Did you send graduation cards?
My kids haven't graduated yet. They
okay.
graduate next year.
Oh,
one
okay.
of them does. So I'd have to hope that if I send them money, are they going to send money back, or are they just going to eat my money and go, ha ha.
Just tell him to account for inflation by the time he has to send you a check.
I'm thinking of just calling him and going, hey, what's the point in us in doing gifts, because we're just going to be giving them back
I
and
agree.
Forth.
Listen, I will tell you, I did get a text because I did send money. And thank you, Tom, for helping me figure out what I need to send, because like you said, that we haven't seen this person
right.
for quite some time. And
so
I got
a text.
He
sent it to everybody, apparently.
He did.
I did not get it.
You haven't?
Didn't?
Oh, okay.
No.
No, you use
Give it
that
time.
Stamp. You'd use that stamp.
No,
but
I didn't.
I got a text and said, you are a good human being.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was like, okay. I gave a thumbs up.
Does it really matter what he thinks? I'm like, you should already think you're a great human being.
It does feel pretty good. I get recognized.
And honestly, he didn't say great. He said good.
Now, let me ask you, how much did you settle on for that?
That was 25.
So, okay. So we can get away. We can be good human beings with $25
I think
on that 25
is enough.
Okay, I say we up it to 30 just to show off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You think we get great human being for that?
Well, you know what's so amazing, though, is like he really went all out if he sent everybody except for Kato graduation cards from his kids.
I tell you why I don't think he sent one, because when those kids were really, really small, he would felt like he had to invite me to the birthday parties. Well, I'm single. I'm
yeah.
not. You don't have kids.
Right, yeah.
And I think I told him one time, don't feel obligated to invite me to your kids' parties.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
really want to go.
He probably thinks you hate his kids.
No, yeah. but I
probably.
Just, no.
Well, what's the deal? Because I would like to know if there's some kind of rule out there of what you send. To, like, if you let's say it's a neighbor's kid that you grew up with, you know, their whole life.
The problem is it all depends on how much money you've got.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's true, too.
If you're struggling to get by each month, then you're not going to give, or you're not going to give as much.
At first, I thought I should give 50. But then when I asked you your opinion, you said 25. I said, yes.
And it worked.
It
yeah.
did.
So we got lucky there.
Yeah.
Now, this is just an announcement that they're graduating. They're
yeah.
not asking for anything, really.
They really are.
Subconsciously. But
it's a cryptic message
yeah,
to you.
But what if you just sent a, well, congratulations, I got your announcement. That's awesome. I wish you well in your future endeavors.
You try that and you tell me if you get a text saying you're a good human being.
I really don't care what people think of me.
Well, we know.
That's why you didn't get a card.
Yeah.
Now, one kid is making the news because he said he doesn't want any money for graduation.
Wow.
He wants lottery scratch-offs instead.
That's my boy.
He's going for
yeah.
the paying off his student loan all in one shot gamble.
Yeah.
But
that's
it is
cool.
a gamble. I mean, I don't know.
Well, they have dollar scratch-offs, so that's awesome.
Let's
oh,
say
wow.
you got 50 people that, you know, going to get a card from 50 people. That's 50 scratch-offs.
Well, they more could, than that, because yeah. I think people are going to probably get him the number of scratch-offs or the ticket that like Stacy gave 25 okay, true, bucks, they're going to buy like a $25 scratch off.
Well, they don't make $25 scratch offs, but $20. But even if people bought $10 scratch offs, he could get like 500 bucks in scratch offs.
Easily, and maybe more.
And or he could possibly double that money. I don't know. That's a great idea.
Right.
That's what I want. For my birthday, it's coming up later this year.
You don't feel the need to invite me to any parties. I'm okay with that.
We just want to wish you a happy birthday.
Return to sender, address unknown.
Well, that is an option for you. Yeah. If you don't have a lot of money to give,
sure,
send lottery tickets that's instead. Good. Like, let's say I only have $5 and that's not enough to bother to send. Uh-huh. Send them $5 in scratch-offs or a lottery ticket.
And it's fun to scratch it off.
Right. I mean, they think they've won. Maybe they don't, but they at least have a chance.
I mean, scratching anything is always a lot of fun and rewarding.
Thinking the same thing.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I can't believe what your mom has been doing. It surprised me, this information I have. It has to deal with electronics, but here's what the kids said. 54% of kids say they feel their parents check their devices too often.
Okay.
And 32% of kids say they feel unimportant when parents get distracted by their phones.
Sad.
Yeah. Well,
okay. I misunderstood you at first.
Okay.
I thought you meant they were checking the kids' devices too often. And I was going to say that's about the right amount then.
Well,
but you're saying they're checking their own devices.
Exactly.
Too often.
Ignoring the kids.
And about half the parents agree that they check their devices way too often. But what exactly are they doing on their devices? This is what shocked me about you mamas out there. You're playing video games. I didn't think that the girls are playing as many video games. How about you, Stacey? You play video games?
Not on my phone, on my iPad.
Okay.
Phone is a phone. I don't know. I'm just, I'm boring. I don't have a lot of apps and all that stuff on my phone.
Mom plays while she's driving.
Okay.
I was riding with her, and she's playing her little word game. And I'm like, Mom, you're driving. Well, I'm at a red light right now.
My sister will watch television while she's driving.
That's illegal, isn't it?
Oh. I don't know. They put the TV in the car.
That's true.
It's in the seat.
Okay.
But it's not scary. Where you're supposed to see it when you're driving.
A girl, she sets it up. And this one actually was on her phone, and she had it on the console, and it was turned so like she could just glance and watch.
Oh, my goodness.
It was, it was Dateline. She's addicted.
You know what kills me about that is I get pulled over for going 65 and a 55, but someone's watching TV driving out.
Hey, it was a good episode. We couldn't look away.
I guess. So here's a breakdown for you mamas out there. 80% of moms play games at least once during the week on a smartphone or a tablet. So... And I thought that was okay. I'm like, but that's 80% of the moms playing games. I thought that they complained about guys playing the video games all the time.
Women do mobile games more.
Okay.
Men will do the games where they sit down at their computer and play for hours.
That's because the men are obvious when they're playing the games. We don't know the woman's playing the game. You think she's texting her friend.
Oh, you think? Okay.
Now, he's got the big screen TV with the devices. Which drives her crazy.
Well, 77% of moms say they play like matching or puzzle games or the candy crushing type games.
Right.
So that's kind of a brainless type thing to do. Well,
any game would be, but it's easy.
I was going to say it's not brainless. A word game is not brainless.
It didn't say word games. It's matching puzzle games.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I fail those when I forget a password and you have to find all the streetlights in those.
That
pictures.
Is the hardest. It makes me so angry when I see that.
I don't like that game.
I don't either. I fail it quite often. But matching puzzle games. Now, word games, I will say, those are challenging. Tom plays a lot of those.
I think they help keep your vocabulary good.
You know what's so funny? Because he'll play while we're at work sometimes. And over the years, I mean, I've known him quite some time. I maybe have gotten two of them right. But when I do, I'm like, yeah, I helped him figure out that puzzle.
We are the champions.
Yeah. But it's actually, he's the champion because he gets a lot of those words or big words that
But it is exciting when you can get one of those words. It's like answering a question on Jeopardy. You're like, high five.
Yeah.
I did it.
No. I don't feel bad, though, because I'm like, he gets them all right. There's that point where I'm like, okay, I got one of them right. Good.
Because he's smart.
He is.
You're smart.
Thank
okay.
you. 47. Unfortunately, smart doesn't mean that much in this world, except that you're frustrated a lot.
Okay, get this. 47% of moms said that they play games while they are watching TV while they are driving.
You added the driving part.
I added the driving part.
Oh, my goodness.
47% of moms said that they play games while watching TV.
How many times I have to rewind my Netflix because I've missed something because I'm playing the game?
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I doing that?
Yeah.
But it's like a scene will come on what I'm watching, and it's like, oh, that's, I don't know, a makeout scene. That it's let me just play my game while they're making out real quick.
Oh, okay.
These are the scenes I fast forward to.
Oh. Well, it's not the good making out scenes.
Oh, okay.
I can't stand that. Hearing the kiss noises, drives me crazy.
While you're playing the game, it's distracting, ain't it?
It is.
Okay. 76% of moms with infants say they play games while their kids are taking a nap during the day because they need to get through a level. All right, baby's down for a nap. I can get through a couple of levels here. And then 58% of moms with toddlers say they play games just to relax when they are stressed because that is the best way to kind of wind down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Takes your mind off life.
So, you know what? When your spouse comes to you about your video game playing today, you can call her out and say, hey, you're playing them as well. I just don't know it. I'm not paying attention.
Like I say, they do the mobile games more. Men will go full bore into the gaming platforms and stuff.
Yeah.
But it does seem like you should be able to use that against them somehow. Like when she glares at you whenever you get that game.
Well, and I've told you this before. Like I think like with girls sometimes, like if the kids are, especially boys, are like, let me get through this level, mama. Just let me get through this level. They don't realize how important to get through that level means. I mean, to some degree they should after I see this research. But it's like, you know, I've been trying 45 times and I'm finally almost about to get through this level. So at least give me 2 more hours to get through this level, mama.
That's what mom says. I'm about to level with you, kid.
Yeah. Okay. Here you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, they say there's no bad press or no press is bad press, which kind of means two things. It means that there's no press that's bad and bad press is still good press. Because at least you're being talked about.
I got you. Okay. So negative news is still good for you?
It gives you, at least people are talking about you. And it turns out we're wired that way ourselves.
Really?
At least some of us. Hmm. There's a new study out that says that 15% of people would rather be trash talked behind their backs than not mentioned at all. So they don't want to be trash talked, but compared to not being talked about at all, they'd rather at least be being trash talked.
No. I'm
with them. I would much rather at least be on their minds.
I don't remember what movie or show it was, but I'll never forget the phrase. It talked about talking to, she called somebody out. She goes, why don't you talk behind my back like normal people? I'm about to Google that.
Uh-huh. Well, they did this experiment with more than 2,000 people. They found that 64% want to be gossiped about behind their backs when it's positive. Mm. So they want people talking positive about
it. That makes sense to me.
But if it's positive, you wouldn't be talking behind their back.
Yeah, still, you might be like, oh, man, did you hear Stacy? She just got a promotion. Isn't that awesome?
Well, that's a compliment.
Behind your back. You're not in the conversation.
Oh, let's say this. Let's say, you know, you're not here one day, and I'm like, you know what? It's enjoyable when Stacy's hanging out with us here because she's fun and bubbly and very encouraging.
That's never going to happen. I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
So, but people are like, yeah, I'd love to be talked about when I'm not there if it's positive. But then that some of them, 25% of them said they'd still like to be talked about if it's not necessarily good or bad, as long as they're being talked about. And then 15% said even if it's negative, they'd rather him do that than not talk about him at all.
That's like a little show-off kid that just wants attention. He wants it either positively or negatively. He doesn't mind. It's like, I just want some attention right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Those kids get in
like
trouble
that.
All the time because they're just craving attention.
Uh-huh.
Now, the crazy thing about this, the researchers say this proves that for a lot of people, social invisibility is a fate worse than being bad-mouthed. And you look at social media, we're that way there. We'll put stuff bad about ourselves on social media just to get attention.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
People post the most amazing things about themselves, and you're looking at them like, why'd you post that? I wouldn't have posted that.
Yeah.
But they're just wanting attention.
But you've always said, though, and we've talked about this, like most of the time we probably don't want to hear, if we were invisible and we're in a room or a fly on the wall to hear people talking about us, we would hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. When I was talking to you, I was talking about you specifically. You would hate to hear what we talk about and say behind your back.
I know. I wouldn't like that.
But the thing is that we'd rather not be completely forgotten. That's even worse.
I think I'd rather be forgotten.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Yeah.
There's a lot about you that's memorable.
Honestly, Tom, there is nothing that you've not said to me face to face. You say some horrible things to me that I'm like, if you say anything worse behind my back, it would not be surprise. I'm like, you're pretty verbal with whatever you say to anybody. Like, you just say it to them.
I think we've already known after working together so long, when one's not in the room, they're being talked about.
That's true.
I remember, you guys talking about me that day, and I walked back in.
That day. He said that day.
Those months.
Now we look, make sure you're gone before we start the conversation.
Let me see if his car is gone before I talk about it.
Hey, we do that.
The thing was, I was walking over here to look that day, and you came in the door.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'd forgotten about that. See, you are forgettable.
He said something.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I have the top things that are printed on products that get your attention. Now, when you're shopping, you look for certain specific things. And I know a lot of people even look at the calories and all the stuff that's on the back that tells you what's in the product.
I have to look at sugar and carbohydrates because of diabetes.
Yeah. So that's one thing that you have to kind of look out for. I don't look at that stuff, though. Because I haven't caught the diabetes yet. But that's why I stay away from you, though.
Since I wash my hands when I'm around you so you won't catch it.
So the top things printed on products that get your attention, BOGO, buy one, get one free. Oh,
that's what I was thinking.
That's going to get your attention.
Yeah. I don't see that printed on products very often, though. I see it advertised like at Publix.
Well, on the little sign below it.
Okay.
That's going to get your attention. So it can be on a sign as well.
On the box, you usually see things like, new and improved. That's the one that gets me.
A 50% off, which is kind of like BOGO, buy one, get one free, right?
It's better.
Although they're trying to trick you now. You see those signs and it's buy two, get one.
I hate that. And you get to the register and it's like, I've got it. Can you go get the other one then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they'll also up the prices. Like, you can buy two boxes of cereal for $19.58. And I'm like, and get one free? And I'm like, okay, that means I'm paying,
you're like, okay, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, the boxes of cereal they up the prices when they do the BOGO on you. All right, these are things printed on a product that get your attention immediately, light and low fat.
Which they've come to say that those really don't mean a thing and not necessarily healthier.
Watch those TikToks.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have a federal rule as to what that means. Right. Some things have federal law that says that has to mean this. But some things are like they can just say light and it doesn't mean a thing.
Exactly.
All right.
That's like skinny popcorn.
Right.
It has just as much fat as regular popcorn, except the skinny is meaning
that's that, the main brand.
Yes. But it only means that they use like three ingredients. That's why they call it skinny popcorn.
Yeah, because the government doesn't have skinny as any kind of official.
Because I was like, you sons of guns. I thought I was losing weight eating this skinny.
Calm down, girl.
Skinny popcorn.
But popcorn ain't that bad anyway, is it? As long as you don't have the butter.
The skinny popcorn's not that good for you.
Yeah, I can't remember the story, but I think it's overseas where, like, when you go buy fruit juice, like, they can only print certain ones that have fruit on the cover of it. If it has it's got to have 5% real fruit juice in it. It's really weird.
Why is that weird?
Because
the fruit. Seems like it should be that way.
The fruit juice throws you off. Like, because they can make the Kool-Aid and you think it's fruit juice because it's fruity, but it ain't got any fruit in it
exactly. I think the thing you're saying is a good thing.
It's in Japan.
Yeah.
Only 100% fruit juice can display a realistic cut fruit on the label.
So they can do a cartoon one.
Yeah. Or unsliced.
That orange has legs.
Mouth. It's not real.
Yeah. Okay, these are things they print on products to get your attention, fat-free or free.
Which is funny because some things like candy is fat-free, but it's pure sugar.
Sugar, yeah.
But it's fat-free.
You might as well just get a big old tablespoon of sugar and just put it in your mouth.
That sounds good.
New and improved will get your attention.
Yep.
Always.
Why did you have to improve it? I mean.
Well, you're always trying to make things a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But is it? Because I've noticed a lot of products, when I first buy them, they're awesome. Like my aloe toilet paper.
Yeah.
Even the Mr. Clean wand wipes for your toilets.
Uh-huh.
Those are for your toilet?
Yeah.
Oh, I was using those wrong.
They used to be thick and good, and now they just fall apart. It's like the design is getting cheaper.
I'll tell you, you know, my big complaint. I've written to Utz, the people that make the cheese balls that I like.
Yeah.
Because they don't put as much cheese on them anymore.
Right.
Like used to, they were completely orange covered in cheese. Now they're like yellow with a tiny bit of, little bit of orange around them. And I wrote them. I said, y'all are cheaping out on us. And I said, I'd rather you raise the price but keep the cheese the same. And they wrote back and said, oh, you may have experienced a packaging error, blah, blah, blah. And they gave me these coupons. They didn't make it packaging error. Every tub you buy now has as little cheese as humanly possible to still call it a cheese ball.
I appreciate them sending that because my mom and I both enjoyed the Utz.
I'm going to write them again.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, do it again.
Share with me too. But also, no, I wish you had an old tub of cheese balls because they're getting smaller and smaller.
I know, they
all
are.
All the products, they paid the, you paid the same price.
Or more.
And they're smaller.
And going back to the toilet paper, like they started out with a 2-ply, then they went to the 1-ply, and now it's a 1/2-ply.
No, it's not. You know, with Utz, it's like new and not improved.
Yes, it is.
New and ruined.
And why did you have to improve the old one? I was buying that one for years. Yeah. Like, something
that
shady
makes
there.
Sense. Somehow they got like more technology or better ingredients.
Non-fat gets our attention when it comes to printed on some kind of package. Also, warning.
Yes.
Is this poisonous or what's going on? Warning, only eat this on Sundays after 2 o'clock.
But it's also the placement of products, too. Like if it's on an end cap in a store, I'm like, wow, what's going on here?
Yeah, this must be new. It must be special. Yeah, what's going on?
They put those in position for a reason, too.
I know. Suck me in.
Half the time, I don't even look at the end caps. I forget.
Oh, man. That's like I noticed them first.
I zip around so quick, I don't pay attention.
That's like the best place to find these weird products. And you're just like, ah, I got to try that.
And then expiration dates are what people look for on the boxes that get their attention.
I do that. And actually, what I do is when I go to get a product, I take out the front, couple front pieces, and then I go to the one in the back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think a lot of people
do
that.
I don't grab the first one.
My kids, they look in my pantry and like, Dad, there's half the stuff in here is expired. And I'm like, well, I still eat it. They found some Cocoa Pebbles from September 24th or September 2024, and I'm still eating them.
There's nothing wrong with them.
I know. Cocoa Pebbles will last for what? How many years?
Decades.
Decades after that. But they want to throw it away, and I proved it to them. I poured my bowl of Cocoa Pebbles, and I ate it right in front of them, and they about gagged.
As long as you're still crunching and not chewing.
Yeah.
But even chewing, they still aren't going to hurt you.
But I wouldn't want to.
I kind of like the chewy ones sometimes. New and improved chewy Cocoa Pebbles.
It's gummy Cocoa Pebbles.
I'll buy them.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.